The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis discusses the halacha of Akira. And as we will be learning in the Gemara and in our Shiurim, we were discussing what food, when and how and where may food be left on Akira Friday, which is known as Shia, or on Shabbos, which is known as Chazara. But the Gemara, beginning on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, until we come to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, speaks about Akira. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis begins to speak about a tanner. And of course, the first question that we need to analyze if we want to speak about how we apply the halachas we're learning in these Gemaras, la halach lemaisa, to what we may or may not do with contemporary ovens, is to determine how do we look at Akira, how do we look at our oven, do we treat our ovens as Akira, do we treat our ovens as a tanner, which as we just mentioned, the Mishnah teaches us that the halacha of Akira and the halacha of a tanner are very different. Or do we treat the halacha as a kupach, perhaps? Interestingly, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Nun Gimel discusses this very issue and discusses how should we treat the kira. And the Mishnah Brura takes a very interesting, serious approach. In Sif Katan Chaf Ches, the Mishnah Brura says that we treat all of our ovens like Akira. And actually, the Mishnah Brura is not the first to discuss this issue, obviously. It's already discussed by the Rishonim. It's already discussed by the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef's approach is that since our ovens have their openings on the side versus having their opening on the top, that's why our ovens should not be treated, all of our ovens, even though they obviously could go up to a very high degree of heat, are to be treated like Kira, not like a tanner. Then the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Ches says that indeed, that is the halacha, but he says that the tanurim shel nachtoimim, which means the baker ovens, which went up to a very high degree of heat, should perhaps be treated like a tanner, because they go up to such a very high degree of heat. However, it is the opinion of most paiskim that we don't treat the tanurim, we don't treat any of our ovens other than we treat Akira differently than Akira. Again, because we have the heter of the Beis Yosef, since they're open on the side, we also have a tshuva from Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadik Gimel, where he has a very long discussion about our ovens and discusses what is the halacha, especially again since our ovens can go up to such a very high degree of heat. So the main heter I think the Rav Moshe relies on is the fact that these ovens have a thermostat, and since they have a thermostat, so even if they could potentially go up to a very high degree of heat, typically, people don't use their oven. They set the oven at a thermostat, and that degree of heat that they're interested in, that is what you're going to have. And therefore, there is no issue that it should be treated, our ovens, even though they could go so high, should be treated like a tanner. Furthermore, Rav Moshe has a very interesting discussion in that tshuva. Rav Moshe says that when we speak about in our perek all of the issues about an oven, so we always speak about the issue of Shem Yichata B'Kholim. That's why Shia and perhaps even Chazara are Osir. Says Ramosha, there is no Shem Yichata B'Kholim by an oven. We don't have coal that we're going to stoke. And Ramosha himself says, although maybe we don't have coal that we're going to stoke, but clearly we have a situation that we may be able to raise the fire. It's so easy to raise the fire on the oven by just turning the knob up or down. So Ramosha makes a very interesting point. Ramosha says that it's very clear that Chazal were not concerned about adding to the oven. Chazal were only concerned about Shem Yichata B'Kholim. Ramosha has a great raya. Because Ramosha says, our Mishnah says that the kash gvava, if your fire is not made with coals, rather your fire is made the kash gvava, there is no issue and you could leave them for Shabbos. And the question is, yes, kash gvava, says Ramosha, won't turn into coals. The kash gvava are clearly sources of fuel. They're clearly sources of heat. So why weren't Chazal concerned that you may add on Shabbos more kash gvava to keep your fire going? Says Ramosha, from here we see that Chazal were only concerned about making the coal shem yechat b'gecholim, not making the fire larger. And as we discussed in a previous year, Chazal was certainly not concerned about making the fire lower. Because if Chazal were concerned that you could add to your fire, then even kash ugvava ought to be osur. And therefore, says Ramosha, by our ovens where we don't have a coal, so there's no issue of shem yechata b'gecholim, so Ramosha is not prepared to say, as we've discussed previously, that we should not have an issue at all, because Ramosha has two reasons why he doesn't want to be makel. One reason he doesn't want to be makel is because since it is indeed still so very easy to make the fire on the oven higher or lower, Ramosha is not prepared to be entirely mako and say that you can leave your oven uncovered. And furthermore, Ramosha says, a light plug, that once Chazal, as we're learning in our parrot, said that a fire must be covered, at least under certain circumstances, Chazal didn't differentiate between what type of fire, so we have no right either to make such a difference. And therefore, Ramosha is not prepared to be entirely lenient with ovens, but he is prepared to be so far lenient to say that even our ovens that can go up to a very high degree of heat should still be treated like the Kira of the Mishnah that has the various halachas that we learn in our parak. And indeed, I saw that the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi says that, and the Chazanish says so as well, that even though the Mishnah Brura seems to make an observation that by the Tanur Shal Nachtoimim, the baker's ovens that we just mentioned could go up to such a high degree of heat, still, they say that the Minig, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi says this was the Minig in Yerushalayim, and we know that this was the Minig in Europe as well. They kept food in the baker's ovens, even though, as we know, the baker ovens, even in those times, can obviously go up to a very high degree of heat. So now that we've established that our ovens are to be treated like a kira, so the halachas that we learn in our perek, in the Mishnah and the Gemara, as further discussed in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Nun Gimel, become extremely relevant. La loch lemaisa. What is the din? What may we put on the oven? Where, what, when on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, which, as we've mentioned earlier, is what's known as Shehiyah. So we know that in our Gemara there's a machloikis tanom of Chananya and the Chachamim. The opinion of Chananya is that Shia is mutter on Friday afternoon. You could put food on the oven, even if you didn't do grufa ktuma, even if you haven't covered the fire. Of course, Hananya agrees that the food must be cooked at least kamachal ben rusoi, which we know throughout Shas, there's a machloikus rishonim, how much is machal ben rusoi, either a half cooked or a third cooked. And the Mishnah Berurah says that by deraisa, we should always go l'chumra. If chumra means going half cooked, we should treat it like it's half cooked. If being machma means a third cooked, we should insist there be a third cooked. By the rabbanim, we could be makel with a machal ben rusoi between a half and a third. Hananya will agree that the food has to be cooked machal ben rusoi in order to be able to leave it on the fire Friday afternoon uncovered. But if it is kamachal ben rusoi, you can leave it Friday afternoon like that. On Shabbos, of course, Hananya agrees that chazora is usur unless you had grufa ktuma. And the opinion of the Chachamim is that no, that even on Friday afternoon, in order to leave food on the fire, it must be grufa ktuma. The Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned, in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, a very long sif. And in fact, if one looks into the Mishnah Berurah brings an introduction to the sif, because he says that the sif is such a long sif with so many issues and so many concepts that he feels the need to help us put our hands and help us understand around the sif and help us understand the sif. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down two shittas, these two shittas of Hananya and the Chachamim. First, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Chachamim, the stricter approach, and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the more lenient approach, the approach of Hananya, that she is mutter on Friday afternoon, even without grufa ketuma. And the Ramah, says, v'nahagu, the minig is to follow the svara achroina, the more lenient opinion. So the Ramah is telling us that we could follow the opinion of Hananya, that even if the food, that to leave food on the fire Friday afternoon, you don't have to do anything with the fire, as long as the food is cooked, kamachal ben rusoi. Interesting to note that even though it's the Ramah, and we Ashkenazim typically follow the opinion of the Ramah, but the Sfardim don't always follow the opinion of the Ramah. The Kaf HaChaim here in Simen Sifkotn Chav Gimel and Sifkotn Lamed Aleph say here too the Sfardim follow the opinion of the Ramah, that we could take the opinion of Hananya. And the Pashto Pshat, why we follow the opinion of Hananya, is because if we learn this Gemara, we see, as we learn our Gemara, we see that the Gemara goes out of its way to try to explain first our Mishnah and the various brises that are mentioned as well, to follow the opinion of Hananya. Seemingly, the Gemara is doing so because the Gemara felt that the halacha is indeed like Hananya. But we know that the minig Yisrael, that the minig by all of Klal Yisrael is, that we don't put food on the fire on Friday afternoon unless we have a blech, unless the fire is covered. And now the question is why? If we have here the opinion of Hananya, and the Ramah tells us, so the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, Divrei HaMaskel, V'nagul L'Hakel K'svar Achroina, says the reason we don't follow this minig is because the only reason, says the Bir Halacha, the Ramah passing this way, because the Ramah was following what the Rosh said. And the Rosh said, V'nei she Yisrael adukim b'mitzvahs oynik Shabbos, Klal Yisrael are very anxious to have an oynik Shabbos, and included in having an oynik Shabbos means having warm food. They won't pay attention if we tell them we could only put food on the fire if the fire is properly covered. And therefore, we allow them to get away with putting food on the fire Friday afternoon, even if the fire is not covered. So the way to be our halacha is understanding the Rosh, which is the source of the opinion of the Ramah, is because really the Rosh agrees that we ought to really follow the opinion of the Chachamim. Just because Chazal knew human nature and knew Klal Yisrael and knew that in this situation Klal Yisrael don't want a Chumrah, Klal Yisrael want a Kula, so they allowed us to follow the opinion of Hananya, even though we really ought to follow the opinion of the Chachamim. That's the Bi'ur Halacha's approach. The Chazon Ish has a very different understanding of the Rosh. The Chazon Ish approach is not to understand the Rosh like some sort of a B'dayavid, some sort of a concept of Mutav Shi Yishayin V'ayim Yizidim. On the contrary, he says as follows. Because there's a concept of Oynik Shabbos, and Oynik Shabbos means having hot food, therefore, even though maybe we ought to paskin like the Chachamim, tells us the Rosh, don't paskin like the Chachamim, paskin like Hananya, and allow to have food on the oven, even though the oven isn't covered. So according to the Chazon Ish, the Ramah's psak of following the opinion of Hananya is not some sort of a b'dayavid. Because he's following the Rosh, who feels that because of Oynik Shabbos, l'chatchila, we can follow the opinion of Hananya. But as I said, so here we have actually the Chazon Ish being more makel, being more lenient than the Mishnah Berurah. But as I said, the Minig Yisrael, as the Mishnah Berurah clearly tells us, is that we follow the opinion of Hananya. And we need to understand why. The opinion of Chachamim, that we only put food on the fire on Friday when it's properly covered. And we need to understand why the Mishnah Berurah and the Paiskim took this serious approach. And the Paiskim give a number of explanations. One explanation is because there are Paiskim that say that even if the food is cooked Kamachal ben Drusoy, that if it's mitzdamik v'yofaloi, and as we learn these Gemaras, it's quite clear that many foods, particularly cholent, is in the category of mitzdamik v'yofaloi, because the Gemara says shu'us, which may be beans, and bisra, which is meat, and vegetables, are all foods that the Gemara seems to hold are mitzdamik v'yofaloi. So since we have all of these foods that are mitzdamik v'yofaloi, it could be that even if it's mevushal kamacha ben drusoy, the Rishonim suggest Hananya would hold that the fire has to be covered. That's one reason Chazal were machmer. But before we try to understand why our paiskim were machmer, we need to understand why indeed Shia is asur, and it's actually a machloikis Rishonim. Why, when food is cooked k'machal ben drusoy, do we not have to worry about Shia? The Urayim, Dor Zeruah, say once the food is cooked a third, the person doesn't really care, isn't paying that attention. He knows that the food is edible. When is there concern for Shem Yechata, they say? There's only concern for Shem Yechata when we have a situation where the food is going, where we have to be concerned that the food is not going to be ready. And in my anxiety to eat the food, I'll be mechata b'gecholim. Once I know that the food is edible, I have nothing to worry about. But then, the Rosh gives another explanation. The Rosh explains that since when the food is kamachem ben rasoi, so I know that I'm putting up the food now Friday afternoon, and until I'm going to come to eat the food, if before Shabbos it's already kamachal ben drusoy, so then by the time Shabbos comes, it'll be perfectly cooked. What is the nafkamina between these two approaches in the Rishonim? So the Pashta Nafkamina that they want to say is, if I put up food, fruit, which is raw, what would be the halacha? If the point is that anything that's edible, Chazal weren't concerned about, so fruit, even though I want this fruit cooked or baked, I could also eat it raw. And anything that could be eaten, Chazal weren't concerned about. But if the point is because if I put it up before Shabbos when it's already by Machab and Rasoi, by the time I get to eat it, then it'll be completely cooked. That's only if it was Machab and Rasoi. But if I put up raw fruit, so it won't be ready on Shabbos, and even though it's edible raw, those Rishonim, the Rosh, would hold that we have an issue of Shia. So it's very clear that the Rosh is teaching us that even if I put up a food that's Kamachim Mandrasoi, and even though, as the Urayim says, that food which I put up Kamachim Mandrasoi is indeed edible, but I want it completely edible. And now we could understand why we need to be concerned for Shia. Particularly if I put up the food Friday afternoon, and yes, it's Machab ben Rasoi, but I don't want to eat food that's only half or third cooked. And there's not that much time from when I put up the blech until when I actually eat the food at night. Therefore, our Poskim told us we should only put on food on top of a fire which is completely covered. Another reason that we need to be concerned about, and why we're makbid to cover all of the fire before, goes back to what we mentioned earlier. And actually, this point that we discussed earlier really goes two ways. On one hand, Monday ovens, as we mentioned previously, there is no concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. On the other hand, on Monday ovens, it is so very easy to make the fire go up and down. So since it's so easy to make the fire go up and down, therefore Chazal were much more, that's why our Paiska were much more concerned that it's so easy to come to an Isser, and therefore they said that only put food on the fire Friday afternoon if the fire is indeed covered. Another point to be made, and I saw that the Paiskim have this discussion, is because they weren't quite certain how to determine what is Machal Ben Drusoy. Because as we said earlier in our shir, Machal Ben Drusoy means when the food is cooked a half or a third. But I saw that the Paiskim, I saw the Klaus Magareba actually has a discussion about this issue as well. The question that he discusses is that considered, how do we measure Machab and Rasoi? Do we measure Machab and Rasoi in the amount of time it takes to cook? So if a food takes, for example, 2 hours to cook, so we would say that it's up to Machab and Rasoi after an hour? Or do we explain Machab and Rasoi in the amount of time it takes that the food should be half or a third? And there are different foods. And the Sefer Pnei Shabbos says he had this discussion indeed with the Klausen Vigor Rebbe. The discussion he had was that maybe certain foods in their cooking process get cooked more at the beginning of the cooking process. Certain foods in the cooking process get cooked more towards the end of the cooking. And since it's so very hard to know when in the cooking process is the food considered cooked, so we don't even know what Machab and Rasoi really is, That's why our Paiskim said that we should always use a pot, we should always put food only on an oven that's covered. But actually, the Paiskim give us another very important reason why we should be machmer to always put food on the fire on Friday afternoon with the fire covered. And it really is based on an opinion of Tosfos that's mentioned actually twice in our sugyas. Even though, as everyone knows, the definition of Shia is putting our food on the fire Friday afternoon, and the definition of Chazara is putting on food Shabbos by day, Tosfos has a chiddush. And Tosfos says that putting food on late Friday afternoon, and we'll discuss this in a moment, what that actually means, is in the category of Chazara, even though it's not yet Shabbos. Tosfos actually has two rayas to this approach. One raya Tosfos has to this approach is our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Layitein ad shiigrof. And the Mishnah has one interpretation, that Layitein means Layasar. And now I put the food on the fire on Shabbos, ad shiigrof, until you do grufa. Ask Tosfos, on Shabbos you now do grufa. Moving coals on Shabbos? Maybe in Isra Muksa, maybe in Iksa of Mechaba. So how can we say that Layite means that you'd not do it on Shabbos? Shabbos you could do grufa, says Tosfos, it's not a problem. Because even if we'll define Layite meaning Layachser, Chazorah, says Tosfos, is not only Shabbos by day. Chazorah is also late Friday afternoon. And in a moment I'll explain what late Friday afternoon means. And therefore, at that time, grufa is mutter. It's not yet Shabbos, but still also because of Chazorah. And Tosfos has another raya. The other raya is that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the top of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, there's a question in the Gemara. There's a question in the Gemara. What is the halacha? The Gemara has a discussion. Machzir and Afila b'Shabbos. The Gemara begins on the Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Beisel Oymim Machzirim Amrav Sheishes. V'Diver Oymim Machzirin Machzirin Afila b'Shabbos. V'Afrav Oishi Soma Ma'af Machzirin Afila b'Shabbos. So all of the Rishonim try to understand what does the Gemara mean with Machzirin Af b'Shabbos. Rashi explains that we would think that Chazar is only mutter on Friday night. Because when you take the food and put it back on the fire Friday night, it's obvious that you're putting it down, so you should have it for the Sudas Hayoyim, for the Suda that you're going to be eating Shabbos by day. But food that's put on, taken off Shabbos by day, if I put it back on the fire, it's not obvious that I'm doing it for eating on Shabbos, maybe it should be Asur. Teaches us the Gemara that even if you take off the food Shabbos by day, I could put it back on the fire if I follow all of the conditions of Chazara. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos has a very different understanding. Tosfos' understanding is that what the Gemara is teaching us is that we could take off the food on Friday. I would think that only if I did Chazara on Friday afternoon late in the day, which, as we just said, Tosfos says, late in the day is also considered Chazara, teaches us the Gemara that even then, if I follow the conditions of Chazara, it's mutter. But let's say I did Chazara on Shabbos itself, then the halacha is that maybe it would be Asr under all circumstances. Teaches us the Gemara, Machzirin after Shabbos, that even on Shabbos, I could do Chazara if I follow all of the conditions. Says Tosfos, we see from here that Chazara is also even Friday afternoon. And the Ar Sameach has a beautiful way of explaining Tosfos, the Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. He says, the Rishonim discuss why indeed is Chazara also. So some Rishonim say the reason Chazara is also is because Shem Yechata. If I put food back on the fire, I may come to stoke those coals. Others say it's because of Mechzik Mevashel. So it's not a very geschmack. If we say the whole concern is Shem Yechata, so Shem Yechata is not an issue on Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon is not yet Shabbos. So that isn't the concern. I mean, Shem Yechata is there also. I may continue stoking the coals into Shabbos. But if the issue is Mechzik Mevashel, there is no Mechzik Mevashel on Shabbos. So explains Dar Sameach, the Machloikis of Rashi Tosfos, very beautifully. If the concern is of Shem Yechata, if the concern is Shem Yechata, says Tosfos, Chazor is even applicable late Friday afternoon. If, however, the concern is because of Mechzik Mevashel, then it doesn't apply late Friday afternoon. And Rashi says Chazor is only possible on Shabbos. Says the Rama in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis, the Rama says that we should follow the Yesh Oymer the Koshu Samach Lech Shecha Kosh Kach. If it's so close to Shabbos, Shem Netzdanen Akdeira Yefshalar Sichem Ibayjoy, that it's so late that I can't warm up the food, that it should get warm before Shabbos. Dinoy Kamei B'Shabbos. Now it gets a halacha of Shabbos. The Yesh Makil Mazeh, Rashi's opinion, that Chazor is on Shabbos, not any other time before Shabbos. Says the Rama Minig Lahakel, Ach Toiv Lahachem Ve'Ein Lo Yitzarek Lokach. Says the Rama, what's proper is to be machmer that even on Friday afternoon when it's so late in the day that it's already the time that if I put this food on the fire, it will not get warmed up before Shabbos, that's considered chazara. How we measure that is actually a very interesting machloikas ha-poiskim. Because some poiskim say the way to measure it is with the fire that I actually have. Whatever fire I have, that now I look, will the food get warmed up with that fire before Shabbos? That isn't in the category of Chazara. If it can't, it's already in the time of Chazara, as Tosfos teaches us. Other Paiskim say, we look as if the fire was on the highest. And even though the fire isn't actually on the fire on the highest, since it could be on the highest. Other Paiskim say, we look at all the burners I have on. I don't have to look at the burner on which the pot is on, but I have to look at burners that are on. Imagining that I can make the burner higher doesn't have a place in halacha, Seiros Paiskin. But what is very, very clear in our discussion is that Tosfos' opinion, and Tosfos, as we said, has two rayos in our Gemara, is that late Friday afternoon, it's not Shi anymore. It's already Chazara, and you have to be machmer in this halacha. So now we understand why we, even though the Rama says Noyagin Kesvara Achrona like Chananya, that we ought to be able to do Chazara, since we ought to be able to put food on the fire when the fire is uncovered, but there are different times on Friday afternoon, so that's why we treat all of Friday the same, and we only put food on the fire when it's covered. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though as we learn in the Gemara, and this will be the subject, Mitzvah Hashem, of our next shir, that the halacha is that we treat that time with the halacha of Chazara. The halacha, we don't have to follow all of the halachas of Chazara that we're going to learn in the Gemara that apply at that time. Rather, he says that as long as we have the fire covered, that is a time, you could put food on the fire Friday afternoon as long as your fire is covered and you need not follow all the other halachas of Chazara. The Mishnah Berurah says. One more important point. Here we're having a discussion about Shia putting food on the fire Friday afternoon when the fire is or isn't covered. However, putting food next to your oven, even though there are very clear halachas in the Gemara about smicha and to some degree smicha, as we see in the Shulchan Aruch here as well, is treated like chazara on Shabbos, and you can't just put food next to your oven on Shabbos without any conditions being met. On Friday afternoon, if you put food next to your oven is on, and you want to keep some food warm just by putting it on the counter next to the oven, putting it on the counter anywhere next to the oven is mutter. And of course the Paiskim say that if a person finds himself in a situation where he has no blech and he has the food perfectly cooked before Shabbos and he wants to put that food and he has no blech, since the Rama says and we have here, as we've been learning, the important concept of Oynig Shabbos. When you have no blech and your food is completely cooked before Shabbos, and it's a nice amount of time before, Shabbos, then the halacha will be that you could put the food on the oven even without a blech.